Throughout time, Africa has been a magnet for each generation's boldest naturalists and most inspired photographers. And today, it is where three extraordinary pairs of filmmakers carry out their chosen life's work, creating powerful and revealing films for National Geographic, each in their own. The reef is a thriving oasis. But what draws this wealth of life here? Coral itself seems like an unlikely lure. At first glance, it is little more than limestone. In fact, within these elaborate skeletal shells is the living coral animal known as the polyp. Coppola prevailed over the studio's strenuous objections, and Pacino joined a cast that included Robert Duvall, James Caan, Diane Keaton, Talia Shire, and Al's childhood idol, Marlon Brando. If Coppola had caved in to the studio heads, the world might never have met Al Pacino, one of the most acclaimed actors of our time. Botswana, a vibrant country teeming with life and prosperity. In a largely poor region of the world, Botswana is an oasis of modern development and economic growth. Botswana's young society is the lifeblood of the country's dramatic progress. But this youthful culture also threatens Botswana's very existence. Angels were favorites of Spanish Catholic painters, who often romanticized pious legends or apocryphal Bible stories. The Archangel Gabriel, however, was very much an authentic hero who had delivered a messianic message to Daniel, according to Hebrew scripture. The tsunami of 2004 is one of the greatest natural disasters in memory. Nearly 300,000 lives lost, millions displaced or homeless, and billions of dollars of aid pledged in support. But thousands of volunteers donated more than money. They gave their time and themselves to travel to the devastated region and lend a helping hand to those in need of relief. These inspiring words were written by perhaps the most famous teenager in history. Anne Frank, the young Jewish girl who wrote those words in her diary, would have been 80 years old on June 12, 2009. Would she have become a famous author, as she dreamed of, a political activist, or an anonymous citizen, irreparably damaged by the horrors she witnessed? AUI is located in the resort community of Ifrane, nestled in a picturesque valley of the Middle Atlas Mountains of Morocco. It is an invitingly cool place under the hot North African sun in summer, and in winter, a favored skiing resort for Moroccans and Europeans alike. Al Akawain students enjoy its interesting shops and restaurants, as well as its luxurious.